Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. A Pennsylvania company is in the running for one of the biggest environmental prizes ever, with $25 million at stake. It's called the Virgin Earth Challenge. British mega entrepreneur Richard Branson and Al Gore are looking for novel ideas for greenhouse gas removal, activities that can take more greenhouse gases out of the air than they emit. The product that has caught the attention of the judges in this high-stakes competition is light as a feather. It's called biochar, but it's not for your grill. Here to explain the concept are Jeff Wallen, who heads the biochar company, and biochar Bob Serino, who is an ambassador for the product. Bob and Jeff, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I think we have to start with a definition. What is biochar? Bob?
Biochar is biological charcoal. It's essentially this kind of charcoal that's intentionally made to be used in the soil. It naturally increases the soil's ability to hold water and nutrients, and it also lasts for centuries. So it's a form of carbon sequestration.
And what is it made of?
Anything organic, from corn stalks to even chicken dung to sticks.
Yeah, almost exclusively wood. The wood products industry takes round trees and turns them into square products, and that leaves a lot of leftover material that often just gets burned in open pits or taken to the dump or just goes to waste. So we can work with a lot of those materials inexpensively and convert them into higher value products.
And Mike, and when I was in Haiti visiting Carbon Roots International, this tremendously successful biochar effort out there, what they're doing is they're taking sugarcane, which is, you know, like a 10-foot grass. All that you do for sugarcane is you press the liquid out and you're left with all this biomass, this fibrous grass. And what they do with that is they just burn it open in a field or just let it decompose. But what they're doing is they're putting it into 50, once it's all dried out, put it in a 55-gallon barrel, and now the farmers can create their own fertility by creating their own biochar from a waste stream.
And Bob, when you put biochar into the soil, what does it do?
It does three things, mainly. The first thing is it will last for a very long time. So all the benefits that I'm going to say after this are going to continue for that entire time. The two functionalities, main ones that it has in the soil, is one, the ability to hold water for longer periods of time. So if you imagine all those tiny pores within this charcoal bit holding water, then it increases the natural ability to hold greater amounts of water for longer periods of time, which is a big deal when it comes to drought stress. The second thing is it grabs onto nutrients. It has a variable surface charge, and so the chemicals that are actually the nutrients in the soil can absorb onto the surface of biochar and not get washed out in rain. So it's going to hold the water and nutrients in the root zone for longer periods of time in a completely natural way.
Where do you see the biggest need, the biggest uses for this product?
Well, agriculture is an absolutely huge, huge market for this because, I mean, if you look out to the droughts that we've been experiencing, not only in the U.S., but also worldwide, water availability is definitely something that's on everybody's mind. So putting biochar in the soil naturally increases the soil's ability to hold water longer. So that's a huge implication just on that. Not to mention that we have dead zones based on, all over the world because fertilizers and cow manure and livestock manure is washing into our oceans. Biochar will actually hold on to those nutrients and keep them in place rather than letting them run out. So the water and the nutrients in agriculture are definitely a huge, huge application.
How does the biochar sequester the carbon? Can you explain that?
A plant will take carbon out of the atmosphere in carbon dioxide and use photosynthesis to turn it into its tissues, so its branches or what have you. Then what we do is we take that branch and we put it into, you know, a unit that'll make biochar. And instead of having that carbon burn into smoke, it stays as charcoal. So we're essentially taking it out of the atmosphere, incorporating it into a plant, and then fixing that plant in that carbon form for centuries, essentially sequestering the carbon in the soil.
But you do need a lot of heat to make biochar. So where does that heat come from, and how does that not become an environmental problem then?
That's a great question. That was my first question in all of this when we first started. Well, it turns out that a tree is about 50% gas. So when you see forest fires, you know, happen real quick, it's because trees are full of gas and oils. So part of it's carbon, part of it's gas, part of it's oil. Well, when you put it into that environment, what they call producer gas, that the wood brings its own fuel. And, you know, clean technology is the difference between doing it in an open pit or, you know, in some fashion where you're just putting all that smoke up into the atmosphere. You're doing it in a contained environment where you're using those BTUs for their heat values to dry or to run the unit, and then you're sequestering the carbon into the biochar state.
Your company is in the running for a very big prize. Talk about that and describe that challenge.
Okay, yeah. At the time, it was the largest science prize ever offered, $25 million for a business to show that they could sequester carbon on a gigaton scale, which is a massive scale. So if anybody could create a model that could scale up over decades to get to where every year they're sequestering a gigaton of carbon, that would be a big deal. So Richard Branson and Al Gore, you know, and their crazy ideas out on Nectar Island one night probably came up with this idea, and it turned into something that they ended up having over 10,000 submissions from companies with ideas on how to do this. And they brought that down over a few years to 11 companies. One of the companies was one that we merged with. And when you combined all of our assets together, we had a very scalable, workable model to actually go out and start sequestering carbon, which we do on a daily basis now. So, you know, we have a shot. And at the same time, it's a big, hairy, audacious goal. So it's fun. It's exciting to wake up every morning and just kind of have that out in front of you, something to work for.
When will that be decided?
Who knows? I would love to get the call right now, but I think it's going to take quite a while for the scale to really get to a place where they see the major impact.
If I put this into my garden now, how long, do you have any research on how long, how much more water would my garden hold? How long do I not have to water? Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I think you know this number better than I do.
Yeah. So you'd see an immediate impact. Most people find that they have to water about a third less in a garden situation. And that's a huge impact, a third less water. It just means that water's being retained in the root zone and the plants have more availability to what was laid down before, and you don't have to come back and do it again. One cubic foot of our raw product can hold almost 12 gallons of water in it.
Bob and Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Jeff Wallen is the founder and CEO of the Biochar Company, which is based in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. And Biochar Bob, or Bob Serino, is an educator and biochar ambassador.